Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Week one of the National Football League season in the books with Monday Night Football last night. The Vikings coming back to beat the Bears. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline to talk to a man who invented power rankings, invented mock drafts, and has forgotten more about football than all of us know combined. From CBS, it's Pete Prisco. And Pete, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we got to start with the Ravens-Bills game and just your thoughts on what happened in Buffalo Sunday night.
They choked, gagged it away. There's no business losing that game.
Yeah.
None at all. I mean, they dominated the game pretty much for three quarters and then found a way to lose the game. And that's, you know, something going to haunt them for the entire season, I think, because that could end up forcing them to go back to Buffalo in the playoffs. And so they had the game, they blew it, and sometimes it's hard to get past that.
Well, they've been doing it for years, Pete. And look, we've had a lot of callers here. We've been doing this show, I don't know, 5.5 years or something like that. And there's been a lot of callers who, frankly, weren't big on Harbaugh from the giddy-up. And we've generally defended him. But to start a season like this after you ended the last season like that and you've cost yourself really significantly over the last 5 years. I mean, you can trade Marlon Humphrey called them chokers after the 2019 season ended to Tennessee. I don't know how you can absolve the coach of this, and you've changed coordinators, and you've changed players, you've changed a lot of things, but like, I'm at the point now where I think Harbaugh needs to own this, and I don't own the team, and Bisciotti's not going to fire anybody, but I think if this continues, I would make Harbaugh walk the plank after this year. If this trend continues and they don't get to a Super Bowl, frankly, I'd be ready to make the change. What about you?
Well, I mean, they'd have to consider it. I mean, he's still a good coach.
But yeah.
You get stale after a while, too.
And sometimes
change isn't bad. So, but yeah, we had a stat today. 9 times Lamar Jackson has led in by seven or more points in the fourth quarter and blew the lead. Is that right? I mean, I'm not going to blame him for this.
No.
There's no way.
No.
But,
yeah, I mean, they've scored over 30 points in a lot of those games. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They had no business losing that game the other night. But, again, we go back to something we always talk about with the Ravens, physical, pass rush and everything. Well, where was it? Where was the pass rush?
They don't want to pay for pass rush.
That's exactly where I was going to go, Pete. The defense. Year two under Zach Orr, it was supposed to be different. They were going to hit the ground running. They invested so much in the secondary. And they got absolutely shredded, in particular in the fourth quarter. Are you expecting this defense to bounce back, or is that a sign of things to come?
It's worrisome. And not just the secondary, the pass rush. You know, look, Matabike flashed at times. He did some good things. But where are those other guys? And you know, you expect they use the draft pick on Mike Green, but he's a kid playing in his first game. You'd expect those veterans to show up and get after the quarterback. Now, that's a good offensive line, you know, and they protect him well, but you got to get after the quarterback when you know he's throwing, too. That's the amazing thing. You know,
I
just don't think that showed up well enough. And that's the big – it was the biggest worry for me going into the season. biggest worry.
Yeah.
Talking with Pete Prisco, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's go to some other games. And Kansas City loses to the Chargers in Brazil. And they lost Xavier Worthy for a little while. Andy Reid's saying it's week to week, but they're already without Rashee Rice. Are you concerned about the Chiefs at all?
I'm more concerned about what I saw from their defense. I mean, they had so many busts in the secondary and guys running wide open and guys getting beat that's as concerning for me as anything without having the speed of Worthy on the offensive side of the ball. You know, Spagnuolo's always been really good at getting creative and covering up liabilities, but you know, not having Justin Reed back there, and they let him go, you know, obviously they like Jaden Hicks, the young kid. But when you let a veteran like that go in the back end, they kind of kept the thing together back there, and it was kind of glue. You saw that being a problem against the Chargers, and Herbert shredded him. So I'm more than I'm concerned for not having Worthy speed in the lineup, I'm more concerned about the defensive side of the ball.
In this division, you had the Steelers and the Bengals really survive against teams that they were expected to handle. Now, the Browns' defense has been a bit of a problem for Burrow, and week one Burrow, we know, is not week 15 Burrow. But of those two teams and what you saw, I mean, what are your takeaways from them, you know, the Tomlin surviving the Jets and Burrow surviving the Browns?
The Steelers, look, Aaron Rodgers played good, but the Steelers don't run the ball, and their defense isn't great. And that, to me, is a problem. I mean, that's a problem for them because that's their identity. And so they've spent a boatload of money on that defense, and age is an issue. So I think they're not in the class of the Ravens, I don't think. And then the Bengals, look, good thing was the defense played better. The bad thing is the offensive line wasn't great.
Yeah.
And so we know that's always been a problem for Joe Burrow. The Ravens, to me, right now, even having coming off that loss, they're the best team in the division. Now, they better fix that defense or it's going to be shootouts every single week with every team they play.
Pete, is Mike McDaniel going to end up being the first head coach fired?
Well, I mean, that thing was a disaster. And, again, it goes back to last year. I mean, last year, here was a guy, when he was a coach, who find guys, and they still were late. And then he admitted it after the season, which is a terrible thing to do if you're the head coach.
Yeah.
It means you admit that you don't have any control over your players. And this year you're supposed to be tougher, and things are going to change. They went on an 11, you know, day trip in the preseason to bond the team and everything, and then they got destroyed. It's just, I don't see how it works. Their reputation is that of a soft football team and one that, in both mentally and physically, and I think that's kind of bleeds down from the head coach. So I don't know how he survives it. If they go like 2-7 or something, I think they can make a change. But also, Chris Greer has to go too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he stays every single time somebody comes in, he stays there. So I think they clean house and get somebody new in there.
Pete, we were curious what the Lions would look like after losing both coordinators, and it was ugly for one game against the Packers. Was that a bad game or a bad sign watching the way the...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Packers dismantle the Lions.
It's a but we got to be careful about blaming the coordinators. It's also a lesson on spending money and keeping your offensive line intact. And you know, not just that, but they got hurt by Frank Ragnow retiring. They moved Glasgow to center. He struggled the other day. He got two new guards. And, you know, Taylor Decker's not a kid anymore. And they struggled. And he struggled to run the ball. And that whole offense is predicated on running the football. And they couldn't run the ball. And when you can't run the ball, Jared Goff can't hit those shots down the field off play action. So as much as we'd like to blame it on Ben Johnson not being there, I think it's more of a byproduct of not having those guys on the offensive line.
Philadelphia Eagles, offensive line looks beat up. Obviously, their nose tackle's not going to spit on somebody to start every game.
You don't know that.
Probably not. I'm going to bet the under. I'm going to bet the under on that one.
You can't do it in every game unless you do it in the first one.
That's a good call.
That's true. And look, it's hard to defend a Super Bowl, but what did you take from their first game?
They're going to be tough to knock off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and you mentioned it, though, Jason, you know, repeating is hard because everybody guns for you every single week, A, and B, the egos start getting in the way. Not just, you know, you get the front office egos, the coach egos, you get the player egos, I should be getting this, you should be getting that, so you got to deal with that crap all the time, too. So it's tough to repeat, but they have the talent to do it. I think physically, you watch the whole league every game, and we watch them all. They maul people in the offensive line. The guy doesn't get touched for 3.5 yards down the field. They protect the hell out of that quarterback. I mean, that line makes it all go. And then you look over to the defensive side of the ball, and they got Fangio calling up, you know, once Carter's in there, he's calling up all kinds of plays, and you can't you double him, you're going to single everybody else. So I think they're going to be tough to knock off. But history says they will, not just as a Super Bowl chance, but history also says they will in the division. Nobody's repeated since 2004 in that division. So it's hard to repeat, but they have the look of a team. If anybody could do it, they could.
Pete, looking at your power rankings heading into week two, you have the Bucs at number 4. Do you believe they're a true Super Bowl contender?
I do. I think that team's loaded. And by the way, once they get Wirfs and Godwin back, they're really going to be loaded. And he's going to be back probably in a couple weeks, and Godwin will be back in a month. I mean, they have everything you need. They had all 11 starters back when you count those two guys on offense, and you add a Buka to it. And defensively, I think getting Reddick to kind of level the pass rush with Yaya Diaby and the two guys on the inside, and they got some good young secondary players. I think that team has a great makeup of old and new. And, you know, some young old guys like Levante David, you know, Vita Vea, guys like that, older guys. But you also have younger guys like Cansey and Diaby and Benjamin Morrison, when he gets back, is probably going to take over as a starting corner. I think it's a good mix of what they have, and I really do. I'm a big Baker Mayfield guy. I think mm-hmm. the team loves him. I think he plays well in the big moments. Now, having said all that, I like the Texans this week.
Pete Prisco, you're the best. Thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Pete Prisco from CBS. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the league at large, and we wrap up week one with the Vikings and Bears. What do we see there? Also, is Bo Nix in for a sophomore slump? And what about Aaron Rodgers? League at large next here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.